you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3,
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're here to empower you. We're going to be talking about parents hesitating to
vaccinate, and why is that? We're going to look at some of the new details on that and what the government's trying to do about it. Also, we're going to talk about some, interesting report I gave back in 2017, and we want to see just how accurate it may have been. And we do have our quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting up this nation in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. And I hope you are too, because mine the time. It grows short. We are in 1 Peter. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. That's what we got to do as a nation. We got to humble ourselves and ask for the Lord's hand to help us. I'm doing it. I hope you are too, because mine time, it grows short, and Lord Jesus is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker, hang on a second. Here it is. How to get my stuff. Scientists made a small edit, just a tiny edit with a CRISPR machine on a human embryo, but it had unintended consequences, big ones. Tiny edit, big consequence. They said human embryo editing experiment gone awry as scientists are warning against this field altogether. So there's some scientists with ethics and morals, and they say, no, don't try to reinvent what God made. They understand the role of just taking a single gene in an early human and development embryo. A team of scientists in London at the Francis Crick Institute removed from a set of 18 donated embryos. They were all destroyed after 14 days, of course, they said. But this time they just made a small edit with unintended consequences. Scientists in London had this short-term research grant, donated embryos, used a CRISPR technique to remove a gene from 18 of them, and later it revealed 10 of those edited embryos looked normal, but 8 had abnormalities across particular chromosomes. 4 contain inadvertent deletions or additions of DNA directly adjacent to the consequence of the editing of the gene. So just because you edit a gene, you know, things could be edited or taken away, and they just don't know what those things are. Last but not least in the quack report, anybody out there worried about wheat, celiac disease, gluten intolerance? Well, yam flour could be an alternative for you, especially if you have glucose issues. Yam serves as a main source of calories in people's diets, according to research at North Dakota State University. They said if you utilize some yam flour, an alternative crop to wheat, it has some surprising benefits. Not only is it gluten-free, it also has a lower sugar content. So the researchers found that when they compared the yam flour to refined wheat flour, which the wheat flour does get stripped of a lot of its nutrient content in the process, but the yam flour contained maybe less protein, but it retained more potassium and starch and dietary fiber, and the glycemic index was lower, significantly lower than refined wheat. If you use a fermented brown yam flour or even an unfermented white yam flour, compared to the refined wheat flour, according to the article that was in the Journal of Food Processing and Prevention, the researchers decided it was very functional characteristic alternative to wheat with its chemical profile. So there you go. Get some yam flour going on out there and drop your blood sugar and drop some weight. And that wraps the quack report. Alrighty, thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to jump right into our first segment here. By the way, it's rainy and cold here, Frank. It's like in the 50s in June. The middle of June. I've never seen the like. Is it cold there? You're cold too? What's your temp there? You got low 50s? High 50s? What do you got? Raining. It's raining here too. It's cold and rainy. It's just despicable out there. It's not beach weather. I'm not happy. All right. We're going to talk about our first topic. It's parents hesitate on vaccines. And we're going to find out what the heck's going on here. And, cause we find some discrepancy really. Frank says it's 62. Well, you're 10 degrees warmer than we are. We're in the 52, 56 area. But anyway, there's some discrepancies with the media reports regarding the number of people in the United States that are getting vaccines, and the CDCs and the WHOs of the world, what they want is a 90% population compliance rate, often referred to as your herd immunity threshold. So according to the March 2020 journal American Pediatrics, about 58% of children are up to date on their childhood vaccines in the 19-month to 25-month age group. And currently, one-third of the U.S. children are not current with their vaccine schedule. So the website Box.com is reporting that the highest non-compliance U.S. state in the whole United States is Oregon by about 6%. 6% of the people there not compliant, followed by Idaho, Michigan, and Vermont by 5.5%, and Washington, Illinois, and Maine by 4%. So if you're a subscriber to the newsletters that you can subscribe to on the powerherbs.com website, go to the powerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, because in this week's newsletter you'll have a whole United States graph. And you'll see the states by color that are not compliant. So you can see, you know, just how many people in your state are kind of like saying, I just don't know about vaccines. So we're going to take a closer look at what may be affecting this vaccine trend where more people are saying, no. We got some cluster bombs. When you look at the map, when you see the map and you see the color, health authorities love vaccine maps like the one you see on Vox.com. It highlights the varied clusters of resistors for whatever reason for their noncompliance. And it also helps authorities to track outbreaks of disease and blame it on those not vaccinated. So clampdown efforts are usually rolled out by health officials stating they want to keep the diseases from spreading, or it's to keep, you know, other people from doing the same thing and not getting vaccinated. So either way, compliance is sacrificed, you know, obviously. And the Amish are often the scapegoat for many of the outbreaks because they usually don't take vaccines. All right, let's look at the new research. This is according to the researchers at University of Colorado Medical College. They are reporting 1 in 15 adults are hesitant about getting the routine childhood vaccines for their kids. And they also report that 1 in 4 hesitate in getting flu shots. So this research did get published in the June Journal of Pediatrics. This is also a national study that they conducted that researched parental attitudes regarding vaccines. And you can probably guess some of the reasons why, you know, parents, adults aren't wanting to get vaccines, but let's just go down what they wrote about. They said 1.6% hesitate regarding the childhood vaccines and 26% hesitate regarding the influenza vaccines. And they're concerned about side effects by about 27% with regard to both the childhood vaccines and the flu shots. The lack of effectiveness regarding influenza vaccines was about 84%. And the lack of effectiveness regarding the childhood vaccines fell at about 30%. And those without bachelor's degrees, they said, were more skeptical about vaccines. So that's hinting at they're ignorant, see. And that's what the report, I'm not saying they are. I'm saying this is what the report is trying to show. And they said Latino parents less hesitant than Caucasian parents. Well, here's a quote from Allison Kemp. She's the medical doctor and professor of pediatrics at University of Colorado, and she says, the fact that 1 in 8 parents are still concerned about vaccine safety for both childhood and influenza vaccines is discouraging. What is primarily driving the hesitancy regarding influenza vaccine is doubts about effectiveness. Understanding the reasons for hesitancy helps provide us with information to develop interventions to combat it. Alrighty, well, the WHO is also attributing this vaccine hesitancy as a leading threat to global health, and the United States is not the only country with hesitant citizens. In 2018 and 19, children's influenza vaccine rate in the United States was 57.9%, so less than 60% for the children's flu shots. Mm. Well, let's look at the changing behavior, because they want to change the scenario, the conversation, the behavior of people hesitating. So the Colorado research was also suggesting some protocols to help change people's behavior towards vaccines rather than having to counter their beliefs or attitudes. So rather than having a scientifically based conversation with parents, they just want to deal with their behavior, and they don't want to deal with what parents believe in. They just want to deal with your behavior. See, so here's what they had on the list. They want their providers, which would be the physicians, to use strong presumptive arguments and no open-ended recommendations. So presumptive arguments. Huh. Frank, you know what that means, don't you? I know you do. They also want to use strong standing orders. Strong verbiage there. Strong orders. Strong standing orders. They also want to make getting vaccines easier, such as at the corner clinic at your school and drugstores, so it's not an inconvenience to you, especially the parents. They also want to call patients repeatedly on the phone to remind them to get their shots. And some parents have reported it's close to harassment, by the way, those calls. Also, they want to mandate preschool and mandate the flu vaccine requirements for preschool and regular school. So they want to mandate the flu shot now for school. They want to do that. They haven't done it, but they're recommending it be done. They also want to remove non-medical exemptions. We've known they've been working on that. And they also use motivational interviewing techniques to convince parents to vaccinate. Motivational interviewing. What may motivate people, Frank? There's two things that motivate people. Remember, they don't want to have a conversation. You know, they don't want to have a conversation. They want to change your behavior, but they don't want to have to work on your beliefs or attitudes. And beliefs and attitudes really stem from knowledge, right? What you know. So they don't want to give you knowledge. They want to change your behavior. So that's right, Frank. People use motivational interviewing techniques, and the two things that motivate people, Frank says threats and money. Well, I say what motivates people is rewards and punishment. Rewards and punishment. And the last one they listed was the use of social media to train the parents to use them as advocates to convince others. Well, we all know what that is, right? Here is another quote from Dr. Kemp Hay. She says, the best way to counter hesitancy is to prevent it from happening in the first place. Condition people to vaccinate even before their baby is born. That way, we'll be immunizing against the misinformation that is out there. End of quote. Boy, does that not just smack of arrogance? That quote, what she said. Yeah, condition people, Frank. Yeah, really, that's what she said. We want to condition people to vaccinate before their baby is born, so that when the baby pops out, then first day they get a vaccine. It's the, you know, hepatitis one. Like, they're going to be, you know, getting injected with heroin to get hepatitis like a newborn's going to be looking for a drug dealer, right? Well, he says conditioned people is a nice way of saying brainwashing. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, let's look at this other flu study. Let's just look at this one here. This is now April 2019. The Pediatric Academic Societies reported that parents who brought children in for the first dose of the influenza vaccine, that 50% didn't bring them back for the second injection. So children 6 months to 8 years of age are to receive two doses of the influenza vaccine. And there are several reasons why parents did not bring the child back in for the second shot. And the main one was the shot gave them the flu. Other concerns parents had were only 53% of the British adults and 50 to 30% of the children got the flu vaccine. But their other concerns were safety of the vaccine, short-term side effects, and long-term health problems. Ooh. So parents reported that their child suffered some side effects the previous year from getting the influenza vaccine, and therefore they were less likely to trust the flu shot the following year. And these and other additional results prompted the King's College of London and the British Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization to recommend that influenza vaccines be extended to the children to age 16. So these authors of the British study felt that past behavior, attitudes, and social influences affect the compliance of vaccines. So you're not supposed to think, see. And here is a quote from them, the King's College of London. This is Louise Smith. She is a preparedness. She's in the preparedness and response area. And she says, "Our study highlights that many parents feel they do not know enough about the vaccines and worry about possible side effects. We need to stress messages in the belief that vaccines are effective in preventing the flu and highlighting the serious complications that accompany the flu to improve compliance, end of quote. So notice she said, we need to stress messages in the belief that vaccines are effective. Now, isn't it interesting? Scientists want to stress the belief that vaccines work rather than to have an educated discussion with a parent to stress the factual science that they work. And the reason is they don't have the science to back up that they actually work. And that was communicated to us all by the 2019 World Health Organization Global Vaccine Safety Summit. They were asking scientists to get busy in the lab, get us that documentation so that we can present it to our physicians, our people on the front line, so that people will be compliant with vaccines. So that tells you they didn't have it in the first place. Where is it? They would be rolling it out if they had it, right? What are you saying, Frank? Oh, a belief, he says. Ah, that sounds kind of like pushing a religion. Well, really, it's pushing a theory, which is, you know, not proven. A theory is nothing that's not proven. So your vaccines are still a theory. They don't have any scientific fact that proves they work. You know that old saying, fool me once? You remember that, Frank? People need to start remembering that old saying, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. So if you keep allowing theory to rule over medicine, we're apt to encounter a deadly strain of disease fostered by immunizations. So a lot of the deceit and fraud and propaganda has really influenced and infiltrated science. It's kind of unprecedented. A lot of scientists have come out and say a lot of your medical studies, 50% of them are just, you know, a sham. They're fake. They're there to, you know, get, you know, funding dollars, you know, grant money. So people are a commodity these days with regard to scientific medicine, and most of it is a glossy sales pitch. And when people become wise to it, well, then force is definitely going to have to be deployed because that's their remedy of compliance. They're going to mandate, remove, they're going to condition you. Frank says yes. And when one believes in things not seen, not proven. Well, yeah, that's a religion. You're right. Yeah. Well, that's, well, you're talking about faith. But, you know, you don't want your faith to be misguided and misplaced. Yes, where wisdom and discernment come in, right? All right, so what you believe is going to really influence your behavior, and see, they're trying to influence what you believe. So your gut instinct is a better guide than their scientific belief. So parents are made to feel ignorant by physicians if they challenge the vaccine theory. Personally, I would press the physician to provide me with the science that supports the vaccine claim. Right now they can't because they don't have it. So drug companies, they did no testing of vaccines on children. Our children have been the live test with correlation strongly linked to autism and other neurological and immunity syndromes. So the more vaccines that are given, the higher the vaccine event rates climb. And the scientists at the WHO know this. So the fact proves that vaccines, oh, here's the other thing. The more vaccines are given, the higher the vaccine rate climb. But if we stop vaccinating, science is telling us the disease will come back, causing outbreaks or worse. Well, that fact, they just tell us that, when they tell us that, it proves vaccines offer no immunity or the disease would not touch the vaccinated, which is apparently the majority right now. So we pass on immunity, don't we? Science tells us that. So we're three generations into the vaccine era. So childhood vaccines should not be necessary if they offered immunity. Hello? But they don't. All right, let's look at protecting the protector, because our immune system is our strength. And vaccines are also known to suppress immunity and even create such imbalance it could destroy it. So I like to strengthen what God gave me. So I use immune support herbs that are packed full of nutrients that help keep the immune system strong, alive, and active. So your immune system's like a muscle. It has to engage, okay? Vaccines don't do that. They don't help your immune system do that. So you'll be amazed that when you use medicinal herbs as instructed in scripture, you can actually remove the anxiety and fear of plagues. You know, because you can. So if you want to learn more, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have organic professional strength herb formulas, and they have a free product catalog they can send you. Their number is toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, they have a website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It wakes you up. It gives the power back to you. And you're doing something our Creator approves of and promises will bless you and keep you from Genesis to Revelation. And we know God can't lie. ThePowerHerbs.com. Oh, by the way, they have a Father's Day sale underway, 25% off, orders of $40 or more. It runs through the 22nd of June. Use coupon code FATHER20 in your shopping cart or over the phone or on your order form to get the discount and save. So this is a good time to do that, especially when it's cold out. You start thinking about winter chills again, don't you, Frank? All right, we're going to take a little break. More on the other side. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Double O 7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and it's time to put the pedal to the metal and test a little bit here. Back in December 2017, I gave a report on altering viruses that become more lethal. You may recall that, Frank, a little while back. So, you know, 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, let's see if anything comes to light from this report. What I was saying is, back then, science and research in science was investigating if they could produce some very lethal agents that would make an Ebola pandemic look like a simple bloody nose. And it is not only outrageous to think that, but totally immoral what science is doing with infectious agents. So Pandora's box does not even touch the disaster that they could actually create. And we're going to take a look at the secret and deadly world of disease editing. That's what I said over 3 years ago, Frank. Well, let's look. According to the media reports back then, the U.S. federal government ended a 3-year hold on all funds that support research involving altering infectious pathogens in order to weaponize them beyond what nature intended. So the hold was lifted. And guess what we got? We got problems. So you have to ask why the ban was lifted It's really not clear, but the ban did little really to stop scientists in researching in this area of pathology. A lot of researchers just went offshore in a lab boat and did whatever out there. So as reported before, scientists who wish to conduct a lot of experiments and research, and if they're prohibited, will take their research out of the country or use laboratory facilities on vessels out at sea. And media reports will try to, you know, soothe away the fear of the people by reassuring them that there is a panel of experts on the National Institutes of Health that are going to manage and approve all the research on germ editing and altering to keep us all safe. What do you think of that, Frank? Shaking your head. So the National Institute of Health, they say, will decide if the contrived benefits that they're working on justify the risks. Yeah, Frank calls it BS. Yeah, I know. Now, here's, for instance, let me give you an example. If science wanted to take the common cold and make it into a more serious respiratory infectious disease, they could seek approval and funding to make it such a disease. I present to you MERS virus, which is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome pathogen, which was taken from a coronavirus. So the family of coronavirus produces upper respiratory symptoms and is in the family of disease that you would know as the common cold or rhinovirus. So that's what they did. They created MERS and then SARS and then H1N1, and now you've got corona, so COVID-19. So let's read some quotes here. This is from Dr. Francis Collins, head of the National Institute of Health, who said, in October 2014, efforts were already underway to make the three viruses more dangerous, influenza, MERS, and SARS, which is your severe acute respiratory syndrome. Yeah. Why would anybody want to make something more lethal? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not for good reasons. He goes on to say, a request to create the Ebola virus that is transmissible through the air has also been received. Wow. Well, disease warfare comes to mind, right? Right? Bioweapons, exactly, Frank. You're absolutely right. Donald McNeil, science reporter. Excuse me, not a doctor, but he's a science reporter specializing in plagues and pestilence. Now, remember, I reported this in December 2017. Any of this ringing bells here? Okay, he said, in 2011, scientists in laboratories in Wisconsin and in the Netherlands revealed their concern with research being conducted to mutate the lethal bird flu strain H5N1 and encouraged it to jump from birds to ferrets. Ferrets are often used to make disease jump to humans. Yeah. And now your H1N1's in your seasonal flu shot. Oh, yay. Right? And why are they doing it? Well, many people ask, why would scientists make an infectious disease more infectious, alter them, and cause them to be more virulent forms of infections? Well, there are lots of reasons, and a majority have to do with money and prestige and power within the scientific community. It has nothing to do with the best interest of humanity. The scientists call this kind of research gain of function, to supposedly gain knowledge on how to make pathogens more deadly and transmissible, and then they can produce a vaccine. Right. Well, here's what Dr. Francis Collins, head of National Institute of Health, says. Some scientists are eager to pursue these studies because they may show how a bird flu could mutate to more easily infect humans or could yield clues to making better vaccines. Ta-da! Right? So anyone who understands pathogens and how they mutate knows it can take thousands of years for a mutation to occur. Scientists know this. Even ones that are honest tell you that. Now, in some instances, it can take centuries, thousands of years, centuries. So with regards to animal pathogens crossing over to infect humans, it takes the interference of man to deliberately break the limits to make that happen, right? They call that forced evolution. Hey, Frank, forced evolution, right? Therefore, when they're creating vaccines to protect man, it's not the motivation with the research. It's to create new diseases for the vaccine industry and to inject you with the disease that has not been a threat to man to begin with. They made it one. Now, that's diabolical. That's not medical science. That's not helpful. That's not caring for you. That's not health and well-being. It's not. So what about monster germs? Ooh. New and deadly pathogens that escape the lab are not only a threat. The threat of disease added to a vaccine can cause a pandemic. So we already know that there are no 100% secure labs in existence, and no matter how rigorous their policy is, the nature of man in his own, well, we're on our own worst enemy. The Bible said if God doesn't intervene, all life will not exist. So protocols, if they're not enforced at the lab, and most of the time they're not, well, people get bribed. There's insecure shipments from lab to lab. There's foreign agents that sabotage the labs and a slew of other dynamics that prove there's no place secure enough for pathogens like this. Okay. Nature of man. Here is a quote from Donald McGill, again, science reporter in Plagues and Pestilence. He says, critics say these researchers are putting us all at risk of creating a monster germ that could escape the lab and start a pandemic. He goes on to say, in 2014, the CDC accidentally exposed lab workers to anthrax and shipped this deadly pathogen along with a deadly flu virus to a laboratory not equipped to handle them. He continues, in 2014, the National Institute of Health found 50-year-old vials of smallpox virus that had been forgotten in a freezer. oh, my goodness. And here's a quote from Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy, University of Minnesota. He says, I hope the National Institute of Health panels turn down this type of work. There should be restrictions on what research labs are publishing. If they discover a way to make Ebola more dangerous, they would not want that work available to anybody for nefarious purposes. Physicists long ago learned to distinguish between what can be publicly available and what is classified. End of quote. Well, right. So few people understand that the disease will be in the vaccine to create the pandemic. Research shows that viral vaccines cause the recipients to shed the disease for about 28 days to infect other people. Ta-da. So, yeah. Well, let's talk about pathogen profiles, because you may be wondering what kind of pathogen the National Institute of Health will approve to walk down the virology runway like some long-legged supermodel. Well, we're going to take a look. They say if you want to get approved, you need high security lab to conduct the research. You need the pathogen must pose a serious health threat, and the research must produce a vaccine. National Institute of Health. Isn't that great? So if you want to research these pathogens, your end result must be to benefit the vaccine industry. Well, disease is big business. It is. I mean, we live in a world where pathogens are kind of traded like poker chips. And there are bioweapons to be used on everybody, military and civilian. And I can say that because these authorities and these labs are run by government agencies, and Rutgers University has a biology bioweapons lab. Now, prior to the National Institute of Health halting research on the deadly pathogen mutations, there were 21 projects in the works. In the last 3 years, the National Institute of Health has allowed exceptions to their ban involving creating 5 new flu-related diseases and 5 pathogens related to the MERS virus, your Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. And how much you want to bet that the average doctor has no clue what is being cooked up in the lab ready to infect his or her patients. And I can see the diagnosis now. We have no idea what you have other than it is viral. Very infectious. Now, this was 2017 I said this. Anything showing that evolved in that time? Hello? Yeah? Okay, Rutgers University says this. This is Richard Ebright, molecule biologist and bioweapons expert. He said, there is more there than meets the eye. I would prefer there be independent panels rather than government ones. The current rules and requirements on this type of pathology research only apply to government-funded work and not all research in the field. The minimum safety standards are applied and are not all that clear. And there should be a mandate that the benefits of the research outweigh the risk instead of the nature of the research is enough to justify it. Well, good point there, Rich. I agree with you. And this is Mark Lipstick. Epidemiologist, Center for Communicable Disease Dynamics, Harvard School of Public Health. He says the review panels are a small step forward. He goes on to say, recent disease-enhancing experiments have given us some modest knowledge, and it's done nothing to improve our preparedness for pandemics and even risk creating an accidental pandemic. So the benefits not outweighing the risks. He says it's the other way around. Well, and then I reported on the disease to come. 3 years earlier, I said, research has been carried out without the approval of health authorities. At this point, does it really matter since science and health authorities have lost sight of what is ethical and moral and right to do? Here's an example of one of their works. In 2012, the WHO scientists carried out research on a virus only camels get. The camel coronavirus was made to infect humans. The test group for the research was 2,100 people, and a third of them died. Wow. Camel virus. Coronavirus. Bats, camels, crayfish, who cares? It's deadly. That's what they want something deadly. Something that's going to hurt you. And I want to give you a scriptural note just to give you a reminder. Because the Bible has warnings in it of the evil day. And I believe we're here. They said in the evil day, the Bible says there would be diseases not yet written of in the book, more dangerous than the plagues of Egypt. And these would be pandemics so awful that 10,000 would suddenly fall dead. And, of course, you know, God gave us wisdom, right, on how to avoid these pandemics from Genesis to Revelation. You can read about it. Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30, Psalms 104 and 14, Revelations 22, chapter 2. I mean, verse 2, chapter 22, verse 2. So you have biblical evidence here that's solid. It's established. It's old. And it's forever. God's word will never pass away. Well, here's some evidence. I reported that a pathogen that was recently plagued the United States and Canada, I'm sorry, the UK, was an adenoprimate virus that causes this acute long-term respiratory infection that medical doctors have no tools to help their patients. So a primate virus is, they're for primates. They're not for humans. And we did not evolve from primates. Sorry, we did not. And but this primate virus was deliberately created to infect humans. And I'm sure this pathogen is soon going to be added to your influenza pneumonia vaccines. A similar example is your bird flu. There are multiple strains of the bird flu that's been edited for new forms of human viruses. Also, I said it would be later added to the influenza vaccine, and your H1N1 is in there now. Yeah. Now, you want to remember, viral vaccines cause the patients to shed viruses off for 28 days after they get injected with the serum. Roughly 39 to 90% of those that get inoculated will get the infection from the vaccine itself. That was published by MedImmune LLC study on vaccine viral shedding in 2005. So it wasn't me that said it. It was science that said it. Yep. Yep, and even if you get the COVID-19 virus, you're going to be shedding it off to family, grandkids, the kids in your class, you know, people at the grocery store, people at work. All right, let's look at natural versus unnatural. God wants us to be wise and use discernment. We need to know what's natural and unnatural, and what is corruptible and incorruptible. Vaccines corrupt the immune system of man. That's been established by many virologists, that if you have ears to hear. They provide no proof of benefits, and this truth is hidden from most of the public. Medical doctors are misinformed or not informed at all on vaccines, and they fail to do their job in a private capacity every time they recommend a vaccine to you without investigating it personally themselves, proving scientifically that it works. Not propaganda, but dig for the doctors that have dug for the science found out they were lied to about it. Vaccines suppress, disrupt, confuse an immune system. Vaccines change your DNA. Vaccines increase toxicity. Vaccines introduce heavy metals. They cause neurological disorders and promote premature death. Skull and crossbones should be on the symbol, a symbol on the medical association that promotes such research and such disease. That's, get rid of the Cardasis symbol, the snake and staff. Put the skull and crossbones there. Babylon and the foundations of your modern medicine, which is still engaged, basically, in alchemy. So that snake on the staff is an ancient Babylonian symbol that witch doctors used. Dr. Ott traced it back all the way to Babylon in his research. So, and the witch doctors in Babylon used alchemy with mercury poison, and mercury poison is in vaccines. So medical science is still doing witchcraft. Okay? And that's what the word pharmacy means. It means witchcraft. Nobody knows this stuff. The only benefit that I see from medical science is the study of anatomy and trauma care. Because it's not natural to need long-term health care and the modern treatments of disease management. That's not normal. It's common, but it's not normal. Here is a quote from American MD, let's see, who said, "In the Orient, people pay their physicians a few cents a day when they are well, and when they become sick, they stop paying the physician. It is in the physician's best interest to keep the patients well, where in America, it is the physician's best interest to control your symptoms." MD stands for disease management. Wow. Right? This is what I said in 2017, Frank. Ooh. Well, knowledge is power. It is. And I encourage people, don't take my word for it. Go look it up for yourself. You're going to have to take the time to do it, though. You are. And you want to learn as much about your vaccines as you do about the foods you're putting in your body. But I prefer foods and spices and medicinal herbs to improve and strengthen my body so I am healthy, so that I don't need lifelong drugs. If you would like to pick up a copy of the Power Herbs book, it is an ebook format. It's in PDF, Kindle, or iPad, and it's only $14.99 for a book that's over, it's about 400 pages. And you've got all kinds of neat little tidbits in there, including how you can make your own herbal formulas, right? What herbs to use when you're pregnant or nursing? What herbs to avoid if you're pregnant or nursing? How to go about organ cleansing to extend longevity. There's all these neat little lifelong secrets, herb secrets, that world's best kept secrets. So check out the Power Herbs book. Go to the powerherbs.com website and click on books and newsletters, and you can select the format you want. you'll get an email with a link in it to download which version you selected, and it's just $14.99. So be well out there and be empowered. Also, do while you're there on the website, sign up for the free newsletters. They're free. They go out each week. The Health Quest goes out Friday, but the American Survival goes out on Tuesday. And you can sign up for both if you want and get this free information that will empower you and your friends and family for a long, long time. So go there. Also, get their catalog. They have a free product catalog on their product line, and they have immune-boosting formulas, and they have organ cleansing, of course, and then they have the metabolic strengthening, so you can kind of transition off of medicines if you want to. Lots of neat things. Herbs for pets. Lots of pandemic kits are in there. And you'll be empowered. And it takes the fear and anxiety out of what's going on with our health in this world right now. So, like, for instance, a lot of research is being suppressed on the COVID-19 virus, and what kills it is having natural zinc, according to the National Institute of Health 2010 research. It didn't get published until 2019, but they found that if you have adequate amounts of the mineral zinc, and that's part of your immune system support, the COVID-19 virus can't attach to your cell and make you sick. So that's why people with adequate zinc aren't sick with this virus. People that don't have enough zinc get sick. And that's why they put the zinc sulfate with the hydroxychloroquine. It's just zinc. So the highest amount of zinc is in astragalus root. If you want a natural source, and I go for the whole food natural source, you can get some. Frank's asking if we need copper with zinc. You can, and you know what? Here's the thing. A lot of internal medicine disorders, a lot of inflammatory diseases and other things is because we don't have the minerals we should. We're just a pile of minerals if you take the fluids away. So a lot of our foods are mineral depleted. And a lot of it's the agriculture and how they're running the show there. Topsoil's crap. They don't have any minerals. They're using pesticides and herbicides that kill the nutrition in the soil. The plants can't absorb what's there. And so you get sick when a little flu bug comes along. Because that's what Dr. Johan Gazik, Swedish epidemiologist, infectious disease expert, said the COVID-19 is just a slightly more virulent flu. That's all it is. It's not like the plagues of Egypt we're being led to believe. It's because you don't have the minerals for the immune support to fight it. You know, it's sort of like, you know, an invading army comes on your shores and you don't have an army to defend your. You get invaded. It's that simple. So you need to learn how to strengthen your immune system. And learn what the foes are that will destroy an immune system. A lot of times it's prescription drugs and vaccines. So thepowerherbs.com will empower you, help you get educated in that, and be strong out there so a plague won't come near you, as the Bible says. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations and the service of man, and God can't lie. And I'm just about out of time, but don't forget, Father's Day special at Apothecary Herbs, 25% off orders of $40 or more now through the 22nd using coupon code FATHER20. So check that out. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.